we stalk the rockers and collect them like trophies here on the show. And we've nabbed some big game on this program before, but this week feels like I got the great white buffalo in my crosshairs, a true American icon, the mighty Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, on the show this week. Ted, welcome to the streets of rock and roll.
Thank you, Ron. I feel welcome. God bless you and the streets of rock and roll. I'm like a traffic cop on the streets of rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you are. And you're all steering us in the right direction. You know, Ted, I've seen you on a number of occasions on the Outdoor Channel, on CNN. Man, I love to watch you tear Piers Morgan a new one from time to time. I'm a big fan of your ammunition, but it also recently came to my attention that you're also a musician of some sort.
Yeah, well, I've been known to play some Chuck Berry and licks in my in-between hunting seasons, you know.
I hear you, man. You have been, no, just jerking your chain, man. You've been a huge influence and a true inspiration for decades now. The first time I ever got arrested, was this is a true story, for shoplifting that self-titled Ted Nugent album, man, but I didn't even mean to steal it. I was just so excited to get that slab of vinyl in my hands, man. I just left the store. I'm looking at the back cover and I'm reading it, and then the security guards surrounded me.
Well, I bet once you were baptized with the soul cleansing Motor City masterful music of me and my band, that your life of crime ended abruptly. You became a good law abiding citizen at that point, didn't you?
It was indeed just what the doctor ordered, man. I'm telling you.
We still play all those songs live. I love my music. My newest records with the Fred Bear song and the Crave Man and the Love Grenade stuff. I'm in the studio this coming winter producing a whole brand new bunch of new songs that we just can't wait to record. But I really appreciate all you people who love the music that I love, because I love it more than all of you.
The new Ultra Live Ballistic Rock release, amazing double disc, CD, and DVD package, also available on Blu-ray October 22nd. But you don't have to wait for that. You can go ahead and order or pre-order the deluxe edition, the Blu-ray, all that good stuff right now at tednugent.com. Tell everybody why. I already know because I've heard it. Tell them why this is a must-add to their essential rock and roll collection, Ted.
Well, number one, I got the best band in the world. I got Mick Brown on drums and vocals and Greg Smith on bass guitar and vocals and Derek St. Holmes on guitar and vocals. And these guys, they really, really put their heart and soul into every song, every lick, every concert, every night. You know, if I wasn't me, Ron, I'd buy a front row ticket to watch these guys. They really put everything they have into every lick, and the energy and the fact that they love the music so deeply, it's no question we're the tightest band in the world. We really pay homage to the great black heroes, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley, and certainly James Brown and Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave, and the Motown Funk Brothers. So we really wanted to deliver the music absolutely perfectly and with the most intense and passionate delivery we possibly can every night. And these guys do it so well. They love the songs. Of course, how can you not love my songs? As a guitarist, as a musician, every incredible virtuoso that I've been surrounded with for the last 50 years, whether it's Carmine Appice or Tommy Aldridge or Tommy Clefetos, or my, you know, these guys, Mick and Greg and Derek, or Marco Mendoza, or Barry Sparks, or Michael Lutz. I mean, all my bands are without a doubt the best musicians in the world. Just look at the damn Yankees. And when you see these guys play each song and celebrate each song with the passion and the energy that they do, we knew that we had to capture this stuff for the rest of the world to see, because we only tour during the summer and we only play in front of a few hundred thousand people. And we knew that the rest of the world needed to hear this stuff and see this stuff. So we were very, very proud of Ultra Live Ballistic Rock.
A couple of you guys in the band are friends of mine, and I've had the pleasure of working with Derek St. Holmes a couple of times. Man, superhuman being, killer singer. There's been times in your career when Derek's been with you and other times when he hasn't been with you. Tell me about that relationship with Derek St. Holmes on stage and off.
Well, number one, you know, he's a Detroit boy, and he was raised and weaned on the same soul music that all the greatest musicians in the world have been. You go right back, you know, right back to the Stones and the Beatles and the Yardbirds and the Who and Aerosmith and Van Halen and Heart and Journey and REO and Styx and ZZ Top and just all the best, Ronnie Montrose and certainly Sammy Hagar, all the greatest hardcore energy rock and musicians in the world. They were all weaned on the Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley stuff, Little Richard, Sam and Dave, all the black artists, and going back to Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. And so Derek was raised on that same soulful, passionate, fiery music. And so when we collided back in 72 or 73, we both had a shared vision for how to create our own music and make our own musical statement, but staying true and reverential to the black heroes, especially the Howlin' Wolf and Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard, the energy and the passion, the piss and vinegar that really creates the greatest music in the world. So we geared up, and I started writing all these songs for the first solo album, and I knew Derek's voice was really exceptional. And his guitar playing, too, I got to tell you, Ron, Derek St. Holmes is one of the most underrated guitar players in the world. He's better than most of the big guitar stars out there. So we got together, and we worked on the first Ted Nugent solo album, and the Free For All, and the Cat Scratch Fever. But because Derek was so young, and he really had a musical vision of his own, he decided to go off and pursue his own musical dreams, which you have to encourage. You have to support that. And so when he went to do his own stuff, of course, nobody's going to stop me. I love the music more than any 10 million people you could possibly imagine. So we just kept going, played concerts every year, had the time of our lives, come up with some other killer music. But often, more often than not, Ron, Derek would be in the same geography that the tour would bring me. And we'd always keep in touch. I'd go, Derek, you got to come up on stage tonight and sing Stranglehold and Hey Baby and Just What the Doctor Ordered and Live It Up and Turn It Up. Come on up here and do these songs, man. And, of course, he always did, and it was very special because his incredibly identifiable voice really brings a vision. You close your eyes and you listen to Stranglehold or Hey Baby, and it really demands that incredible tenor that Derek St. Holmes had. So last few years, I finally said, you know, jamming is great. Having you come up and play some of these classic songs is great, but you ought to be in the damn band, son.
That's right.
So we decided he was going to be full-time, and it's really been a ride. He's never sang better. The band's never played better, and what Derek brings to it is that authentic identity of those Nugent classics. And I just couldn't be more proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with him.
For those of you listening, if you are listening and you're not deaf, you know I'm talking to the man, the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, on the Streets of Rock and Roll, ultra live ballistic rock, brand new state-of-the-art Gonzo concert, double CD and DVD from Ted freaking Nugent. Pre-order it now at tednugent.com and hear it on the Streets of Rock and Roll right now.
Boys!
Keel behind the wheel here on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Thank you for riding shotgun. And we've got the traffic cop on the Streets of Rock and Roll here to guide us, the one and only Ted Nugent. Ted, it's been a long time since we crossed paths, but I do remember when I was recording my album, The Final Frontier, at Electric Lady Studios in New York with Gene Simmons producing. You and your lovely lady stopped by to enlighten us with a few tracks from your Little Miss Dangerous album, and we cranked it up so loud they could hear us up on 8th Avenue, two stories above.
The music is still a driving force in your life and my life, and certainly I just wrapped up the greatest tour of my life in 2013, the Ted Nugent Black Power Tour, and the guys were just on fire. We'll probably go out again next summer in 2014. I'll have a brand new record out next year. And since I've got the most beautiful woman in the world at my side, Mrs. Shemaine Nugent, the Zumba goddess, I would be more than happy to glow upon you with her beauty and effervescence if we could ever cross paths again.
I hope so, man. I hope so. I'm based in Las Vegas, and, you know, there's a lot of artists from our era and our genre doing a residency here, and would love to see you at the Hard Rock for like a month straight. That would be awesome.
Boy, would that be awesome. I'd love to play one place for a month. That'd be the ultimate.
Let the people come to you. And I saw Motley Crue there last night at the Hard Rock. They were doing a month-long residency, and Meatloaf, your old compadre, is doing
you
a residency.
Great bunch of guys,
yeah.
Man.
So, and you mentioned your wife, Shemaine, the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids. I want to give you a chance to plug that, man. Talk about the camp.
Well, you know, I've been a hunter and an outdoorsman, a conservationist and an archer and a marksman my whole life. I really believe that the outdoor lifestyle and certainly the aim small, miss small discipline of marksmanship and archery, it really demands a higher level of awareness, not just the hand-eye coordination, but I think the spirit and soul coordination of turning your whole body into what the Zen religion identified as the flight of the arrow, the path of your projectile in life. And I didn't know that when I was first being exposed to the outdoor shooting sports, but I learned it along the line that one of the reasons I've remained clean and sober my entire 65 years, Ron, is because I wanted to shoot the next arrow better. I wanted to make that next bullseye at longer range. I wanted to teach a kid how to really tune into their inner soul, and I really believe that the outdoor sports really magnifies that. So we started Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity, a 501c3 nonprofit, strictly volunteer charity for children between the ages of 7 and 17, where they come to our camp every year with the Colorado Bow Hunters and with the Iowa Bow Hunters, with the National Field Archery Association in South Dakota, and in Nebraska with a bunch of great, great families and volunteers. And we've graduated tens of thousands of kids and their families at the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids to teach them to stand up for what they believe in and certainly to fight against the lie that drugs, alcohol, and tobacco is somehow beneficial to any quality of life whatsoever, and to be clean and sober and to be the best that they can be. So I want to thank on your show, Ron, all the volunteers. We got thousands of volunteers around the country that help the camp, and they also help with our other military charity, the Freedom's Angels, to help the most deserving people in the world, and that's the heroes and the warriors of the U.S. military and their families for sacrificing so dearly so you and I can have a rock and roll American dream. So I want to thank all the volunteers and all the generous Americans out there to help the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids and Freedom's Angels. They're really doing God's work.
Absolutely. Well said. I was going to ask you about the other charity work that you do, especially with the Wounded Warriors. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, there's a large group of people clamoring for you to run for political office. And, you know, you would have my vote, but I recently heard you say on talk radio that you won't run because of the majority doesn't want what we want. They want to be babysat. And now let's talk about that for a minute, if you would. A little political commentary here on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
Sure. Well, the Streets of Rock and Roll erupted with politics. I mean, if you stop and look at what Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Mose Allison and Lightnin' Hopkins and Robert Johnson and ultimately, you know, Little Richard talking about it, defiant son of a bitch, and James Brown and you know, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, the best rock and roll, whether it's Street Fighting Man or Tax Man by the Beatles, is the best rock and roll in the world, Stranglehold, comes from a person who stands up to be independent, self-sufficient, the best that they can be against tyrants and kings and emperors and people like Barack Obama. So there's a political component to everything we the people pursue in our pursuit of happiness here in the United States of America, and I really believe that the tide has turned, and the America that our founding fathers created, and we lived right up to World War II, about being the best that you can be, not asking what your country can do for you, but what you can do to benefit your country, to benefit your neighbors, to benefit the environment, to benefit work productivity and job productivity. And it's changed in the world of Barack Obama and the Nancy Pelosi's. You don't have to read this. You need to sign it. Subhumans, where they literally are rewarding people for not being productive. They're literally rewarding the bloodsuckers and punishing the hardest working, most productive American families in the country. So I always stand up and I make sure I identify and spotlight the cockroaches, because I am a We the People guitar player, and this experiment self-government demands by any intellectual and honest level that we the people all remain engaged and participate and communicate with our employees, the elected officials, who we have put into office to adhere to the basic premise of capitalism being rewarded based on effort and energy and work ethic, and not benefiting people who don't care about their neighbors, don't care about their own responsibilities, don't care about the United States of America. And right now, we have a president, a vice president, an attorney general who runs guns to Mexican drug gangs. We have a secretary of state who says, what does it matter that she refused to provide security for four dead Americans? I could go on, Ron, but it really is ugly out there. Barack Obama and Eric Holder and most of the liberal Democrats, they literally are the enemies of America, and I stand up and fight that every day.
Well said. We appreciate what you say with your music, what you say in your public forums, and I appreciate you saying it on my radio show here on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Ted Nugent, Ultra Live Ballistic Rock, double CD, DVD, Blu-ray, coming October 22nd from Ted Nugent on Frontiers Records. But don't wait for that. Pre-order this stuff right now at tednugent.com. Hey, Ted, I'll say it again, man. You've been a huge influence and inspiration to me and millions of others. Thank you for all that you do, both on and off the stage, and thank you for your time.
Well, thanks, Ronnie. God bless and congratulations with your Streets of Rock and Roll show, man. I'm proud to be on it with you, and I'm proud to celebrate my music. I love my music. Anybody that loves my music, I love you.
Ted Nugent, brand new, ultra-live, ballistic rock on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Crank it up!